Euthanasia advocate Dr. Philip Nitschke has been widely rebuked for supporting a young man's decision to end his own life, even though he wasn't terminally ill. The ABC has revealed that Dr. Nitschke was in contact with the 45-year-old Perth man who died after taking the suicide drug Nembutal. But Dr. Nitschke has defended his actions, saying the man made a rational decision to end his life, though he admits he may not be well trained enough to assess the mental health of those who approach him for help. Mental health advocates have condemned the notion of rational suicide and say as a doctor he was obliged to refer the man for psychiatric help. Lexi Metherall reports.
45-year-old Perth man Nigel Brayley had begun emailing the euthanasia campaigner Philip Nitschke after police launched a murder investigation into his wife's death. He didn't have a terminal illness, but Dr. Nitschke supported his decision to take his own life. Mr. Brayley was later found dead with the suicide drug Nembutal in his system. At no stage did Dr. Nitschke suggest Mr. Brayley seek help for mental illness.
Why should I? They're not psychiatrically ill.
How can you make that assessment?
Well, how can anyone? But I make an informed decision after I meet and talk to these people.
Mr. Brayley's friends have told the ABC he'd become depressed. Dr. Nitschke denies he was unwell, but admits he may not be in a position to make that judgment.
Maybe I'm not trained well enough, but in my opinion, they are not psychiatrically ill. They've made a clear decision that now's the time they wish to die. Now, I'm not going to come along and define them as sick and send them off to a doctor. They've come along, they've joined our organisation, they're not my patients, they're people that come along and interact with our organisation in a very clear and rational way. And I think their views need to be respected rather than defined as sick and medicalised.
Yes, well certainly Dr. Nitschke is not a psychiatrist and so he's not an expert in mental illness. And I must say from the comments I've heard him make in the media, it sounds like he's really not an expert in capacity testing either.
Psychiatrist Dr. Chris Ryan is a senior clinical lecturer at the University of Sydney. He says doctors are obliged to refer people who are suicidal and depressed to further assessment and treatment if necessary. He says to simply provide information facilitating suicide in such circumstances is recklessly indifferent to the person's health and best interests.
I certainly think it's true that it can't be the case that just because someone wants to end their life, therefore they must have a depressive illness. However, many people that do want to end their lives are depressed, and sometimes those depressed people lose the capacity to make that decision. Their decision to end their lives can be overborne by the depression. They can just begin to feel that everything is hopeless, that there's no possible way that things could improve, and that's as a result of the depression. So in those cases, you would say that the person didn't have capacity, and you wouldn't be supporting them in going through with a decision that they're not really making.
And via email, could Dr. Nitschke have made that assessment?
I would say it would be almost impossible to make that sort of assessment over email.
But the case of Nigel Brayley may not be isolated. Dr. Nitschke says there's a growing number of people approaching him who aren't terminally ill, but who want to die. The matter is of deep concern to West Australia's Mental Health Commissioner, Tim Marney.
I've had personal experience of a number of people who have committed suicide and a number of people who have tried to commit suicide and are still here. And I can tell you, they thought it was rational at the time. Looking back, they're bloody glad they failed.
The Greens have a bill before the federal parliament to make euthanasia legal for the terminally ill only. Dr. Chris Ryan, who's on the board of Dying with Dignity, says Dr. Nitschke's steps may have set back the campaign for voluntary euthanasia.
Well, I think ironically, it works against that sort of cause, because what organisations like Dying with Dignity are pursuing is a change in legislation through the parliament, but Dr. Nitschke seems to just want to go around the law, and I think that does harm rather than good.
Dr. Chris Ryan from the University of Sydney, ending Lexi Metherall's report.